I'm Chris Carlson, VP of Product Management at Qualys for the Cloud Agent Platform and this HelpNet Security Podcast. I'll be talking about a new trend in bringing security into IT and application infrastructures and working with the DevOps team. How can you bring continuous security solutions and monitoring into the IT and application infrastructure? How can we partner from security with the DevOps team? There's a new trend, and that's called DevSecOps. And that really is about how to make security a foundational platform and a first-class citizen as part of IT and application infrastructure. So a lot of security is built on security in depth. It's built on layers of security. It's built on bringing in prevention capabilities. At some point, it's the easiest and the first place to actually stop external threats. You can prevent at the perimeter to block threats at the firewall. You can prevent at the endpoint to make sure the endpoint doesn't get infected. You can prevent at the server to make sure the server is not exploited. In those cases where prevention doesn't always work, and in many cases it does not work, the adversaries are changing very quickly, the threat landscape is changing very quickly, the techniques, tactics, and procedures are changing very quickly, you need to have the ability to restore your capabilities. In the event of ransomware attacks, that restore is backup capabilities. Be able to back up a server, back up an endpoint. Ideally, backup capabilities that don't attach to network share drives, since new ransomware attacks actually can encrypt the network share backups first before they get to your laptop, cloud-based backups. But ultimately, how can we build the concept of protection into the IT and application infrastructure? And that is a challenge in some cases. The idea of protection is an afterthought. As security professionals, we deal with the fact that the business line, the business leaders want to get their projects out quickly. They have a fixed budget. They have a timeline to get it out there. IT is behind them to get these projects out. And sometimes security may be just a brief compliance check, or maybe it's an audit afterwards. So security can be an afterthought. In some cases, it's a bolt-on mentality. So an application is about to go live, they do a quick audit, they realize that something is missing, so let's try to do a quick patch or a quick bolt-on, and it gets out there. And the other thing about protection also is that it's not just about security technology. So here at Qualys, we're a security provider, we're a vendor, we have a cloud-based approach to security, and that helps optimize the other parts of security technology, which is the people in the process to deliver and keep security programs at an ultimate working state. So what are some examples and blueprints that are working? Cloud architectures are working. The new concept of cloud architectures, where IT supports the business line to bring in the scalability, the elastic nature of computing, distribute applications globally so they're always online and working. The IT group, the development group, has a seat at that table, and they call it DevOps. And DevOps has a seat at the table. But the cloud architecture allows us now to bring in and build in security as a first-class citizen into the cloud architecture. The term for that is called DevSecOps. It's about bringing security into the development process as part of that. And ultimately, the best way for that is to make security enabled as a service. Not as a product, not as a feature that gets added on, but a security as a service. And there are some examples that we can talk about. So one is a large travel company, an online travel company, and they wanted to migrate their service to the cloud. They built their own application services in their own data center, the ability to recommend flights and rental cars in real time, but that did not give the scalable nature which they needed for their customers. So the line of business said, we're going to move into the cloud. So when they moved into the cloud, they went from their own data center into global cloud provider platforms. They were able to get the scalability across Asia and America and Europe. They were able to get the response time down for those real-time services for a good customer experience. But you may think that maybe security was left out. But that wasn't the case because cloud providers are building native security capabilities into their cloud infrastructure. They're building it in themselves, or they have open APIs with partners like how we do for Qualys in terms of vulnerability management and compliance solutions and web application security. So that vendor, that enterprise provider that went into the cloud to give a better capability for their business users, give a better capability for their consumers, was able to integrate identity access management directly because the cloud provider offers that. And for cloud providers to open up, like Amazon and Google and Microsoft, to open up their APIs for third-party vendors, then that really just makes the ecosystem even larger. So point in case, Qualys has announced, with working with Microsoft in the Azure platform, that the Qualys vulnerability management capabilities is integrated into the Azure Security Center. So this is not a pitch for Microsoft. All cloud providers are doing that. You log into the Microsoft Security Center, you see all your VMs that you're managing, there's a button that you click, and you say enable Qualys vulnerability management. It just gets enabled. We have a cloud agent, so we have an agent that is a lightweight agent that gets added into that VM. It does a vulnerability scan, it goes to the Qualys platform for all the analysis, and the results get popped back into the Azure Security Center. So if you're an IT operator, if you're a sysadmin, if you're a DevOps person, and you're looking at the Microsoft Azure Security Center console, and you see all your VMs, you see how much memory they're using, you get a vulnerability posture as well. You can go in and you can remediate those vulnerabilities, you can patch those, the Qualys Cloud Agent will see those, report back, and then say that those vulnerabilities have been remediated. So by taking a security concept where people have to get trained and go through certification and do installation and management and go through all these courses and have professional services come up, but now in the example of the Microsoft Security Center, I click two buttons, I turn on vulnerability management, I see what my posture is, I patch it, I see it's clean, I'm done, right? And security is really, except for the security people, it's not a full-time job, right? Security people have the audits to take care of. They have requests coming in from their business partners. IT and DevOps people have this version of the release to work on, and then the next version, and we got to integrate with this partner to make security as easy to click two buttons. It's embedded into that infrastructure. It makes it very powerful. So when you take the concept of continuous security solutions, that lines up with Gartner is talking about top strategic IT trends. And each year they come out with top strategic IT trends, and these are for our IT leaders. They're not for security people. And these trends include things like 3D printing. They include things like artificial intelligence and machine learning. They include things like Internet of Things and sensor stuff. One security technology or one security trend made the IT trend, and that was adaptive security architecture. And that says, and it's important for a couple things, one is that security needs to take an architectural approach. We don't want to bolt on, we don't want to be an afterthought, we want to be part of the dev process, the life cycle, the data life cycle, the asset life cycle, the business catalog life cycle, how to bring in security into the application IT architecture, and how do you make it adaptive? How can you continuously get visibility into new assets that come up, new virtual machines that spin up, machines that spin down, new web applications that come up, new versions of web applications? How can you do continuously monitoring to see the vulnerability picture, to see if they're exploitable? From the Verizon data breach report of last year, only 7% of vulnerabilities were exploitable with public exploits. So how do you know what they are? How can you prioritize them? How can you make sure that they're fixed and remediated? And then how can you do that ongoing monitoring to make sure that you adhere to your compliance requirements and your audit requirements? So that's what we're doing at Qualys, to enable continuous security solutions to be part of the IT and application framework, to be part of the architecture, to make it that first-class citizen for business owners and IT users. And you can come to Qualys.com, see what we're doing in terms of those capabilities. We offer free trials to many of our offering. From a cloud-based platform, it's very easy to sign up for a free trial, test the capabilities, and see how it can line up to what you're doing around DevOps and security.